Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. I'm Pastor Holmes, your radio host, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience, and I thank and praise God for your tuning in once again. I know our schedules are busy and you didn't have to do so, but I thank God that you did, that we might together study the Word of God, that we might grow in grace to be more conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us approach the throne of grace. Father God, once again, we thank you, Master, for allowing us to come into your presence to study your holy and inspired word. We ask now, Father, that your spirit would illuminate our hearts and give us a deeper understanding, Father. Give us a more profound love for each other and most of all for you. Lead, guide, and direct our paths, Father, in the direction that you would have us to go. Grow us in your grace, Master. We love and praise you. We ask this all in Jesus' name, for his name's sake. Amen. For those of you who may be tuning in, we've been going through a study of the book of Acts. We're in the third chapter. We left off about verse 18, but I'm going to, pardon me, I'm going to back up to about verse 17. And then we'll continue on. Amen. For those of you that may have your Bibles available, open them to the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 17. For those of you who are unable, I'm going to read the verses aloud. Let us begin reading. And now, brethren, I want that you, that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. Now, Peter here is referring to the murder or the crucifixion of Jesus the Christ. Verse 18, he says, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now, in verse 17, pardon me, I seem to have a frog in my throat. In verse 17, Peter is addressing the fact that they did do this in ignorance. They did not realize that Jesus was the Messiah. How could this Jesus be the Messiah if he suffered and died on the cross? Because the scriptures prophesy that the Messiah would suffer. This means more to us than it did to them. They should have had the eyes open. They should have been granted an understanding if they just searched the scriptures and understood exactly what the Word of God was saying. Because the fact that the Messiah was to suffer was recorded in this third chapter, verse 18, but it was also mentioned in Isaiah 53 and Psalms 22, verse 1, and then verses 6 through 18, and then Dan, the ninth chapter, verse 26. What should we know now? Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And that's in verse 19, part A. What will the Messiah do now and in the future? Let me tell you a few things. He will bring a time of refreshing. He will return from the Father. He will await this day in the heavens with the Father. He will restore all things in the promised messianic and millennial kingdom. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, but that is really good news, really good news. So let's just look at a few more things. It turned out to be a strict accordance with the prophecy that Jesus would suffer in the way that he suffered. And I can't call the exact amount, but Jesus fulfilled so many prophecies that there could be no doubt in anybody's mind that he was the Messiah. It says the word properly means to turn. That is one to be repent and to convert. And that word be converted means to properly turn, to return to a path which from which one had walked prior. So when we see that we have gone astray, we need to return to God. Amen? To be converted cannot be a matter of obligation, but to turn to God is a duty of every sinner. It says, and why do you turn? That your sins may be blotted out. That is, that they may be forgiven and pardoned. The expression to blot out sins is taken from the practice of creditors charging their debts, and when the debt is paid, canceling it or wholly removing it from the record. So when you and I were pardoned by Jesus Christ for our sins, our record has not just been expunged, but it's been totally removed. It has been cleansed. It has been clear like it has never, ever happened. Now, the word for the times of refreshing, the word rendered refreshing means to properly breathing or refreshment after being heated with labor or running. So when we look at that times of refreshing and we think about that definition of being able to breathe deep, to be refreshed after we have had a heated bout with heavy labor, or if we've been running, that when your body kind of restores itself, when it refreshes itself, when it rejuvenates itself, when your lungs that were burning because of the strain now are calming themselves down, and the depleted oxygen in your blood supply is now being replenished, and your skin color is coming back, and your heart rate is coming down. That's what this is all about. Those times of refreshing, when we get into the presence of God and through his son, Jesus Christ, it is a time of refreshing. It's a time of renewal. It's a time that when we are in the face of God, we love where we are in his presence. He gives us the promise that he's going to return. He's going to return. And that's in verse 20. And verse 21a says that he awaits this day in the heavens with his Father. And verse 21b said he will restore all things being promised, the promised messianic and millennial kingdom. Amen? But what happens now if we are to, or were to, reject Jesus Christ? Let's look at verses 22 through 25. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall not the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, all the prophets from whom Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. So what goes on here in these verses 22 through 25? The question has to be asked, are you rejecting the word that Moses gave to you? Moses is the one that God gave the information to be passed on and passed down. Are you rejecting the promised prophet like unto Moses? And that's Jesus Christ himself. And then he says, if you do those things, if you do not accept Jesus for whom God said he is, then you will be destroyed, verse 23, by God, not by man, but by God. He says, and in doing so, in rejecting Jesus Christ, you're also rejecting your Jewish heritage. They were God's chosen and still are God's chosen people. They were meant and called to be the ambassadors that God would have them to take his word throughout the earth. But they failed God. And now I'm a dispensationalist, so now we're in a dispensation of the church. And the church is now doing what the Jews had failed to do. But you know what? I see a very strange parallel happening. Just like the Jews got sidetracked and became filled with religion, the church is becoming sidetracked and filled with religion. Many times, one of my pet peeves is we act like God is serving us rather than we serve God. We act like God is just here to make this life more comfortable. When in essence, if we are truly being Christ-like, we're going to suffer like the Messiah. We're not going to always have these blessed days that we keep trying to clamor after. We're not always going to have an easy road to hoe. We're not always going to have an abundance of material possessions. Those things God can and will and does bless people with, but the most thing that we must talk about and prepare ourselves for is that we must suffer for the kingdom of God. And I do not see us being willing recipients of suffering. We run from suffering like a plague. We do not want to suffer for Jesus Christ. But if we truly have the love of the Messiah in our hearts, then we must be prepared to suffer. And suffering is never pleasant. It wouldn't be suffering if it was pleasant. It is never pleasant to suffer. But you and I are to suffer for Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. It says, what if we receive Jesus? The risen Savior will bless you and turn you from the guilt and the power of sin. Too many people are not living victorious lives in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ. We allow too many things to overthrow us and turn us and ensnare us once again. We must realize that we are locked in a battle with the evil one, and he will do everything in his power to keep you and I tripped up. But we must remember that we are to trudge forward by the grace of God. You and I cannot do it in our own strength. But through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, living a yielded life, then we can do the things that God would have us to do. We can overcome those things that so easily ensnare us and beset us. We can become more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. We can understand the love of God. We can do the things that God would command us to do. We could be the type of people that God would have us to be. We could be the type of church that God would have us to be. We are to live victoriously. Now, victory comes with a price. Victory means sometimes that we have to be locked in battle. Victory sometimes costs us everything that we have. Sometimes you and I will be tested to see what kind of metal we're made out of. And my brothers and sisters, it's time I have to bring this to a conclusion. But once again, please check out our website, www.smbcmesa.org. Call me at the office. Pray for me as I pray for you. Tune in again next week as we study together the Word of God. May the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. Take care and God bless.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. It's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.